Widely scattered activity diminishing tonight. Some fog may develop overnight, early tomorrow, and that could be dense. Be on guard for thunderstorms that could become severe for the afternoon tomorrow. A likely round or two tapered off tomorrow night. Then followed by a mostly dry Saturday. Heavy rains potentially on Sunday. Overnight 60s, tomorrow 80-ish, upper 70s Saturday. With the rains and the clouds, likely Sunday afternoon, the highs of 70s will turn cooler late in the day. Sunny, dry, much cooler Monday. Sleepers, day cabs, dump and service trucks, flatbeds, buses, trailers, boats, RVs, farm tractors, pickups, autos, and more. The two-day spring public auction, accepting your consignments too, at Henderson Auctions in Livingston, Louisiana. Thursday, March 14th, Friday, March 15th, 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, March 13th, 9 to 4. Register now at hendersonauctions.com. Business license number AB-459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck.
And this is Dave, hanging out over here in the shadows.
Dave, I'm trying to get you on my live stream, but we have a couple of guests today. We're going to have a good time today. The news is always fluid. This is an election season.
Yeah, here, I'll wave if anybody wants to see.
Can you see Dave?
There I am. Okay.
All right. So we're looking forward to introducing some of the candidates that will be running in the local races.
So what's going on the 23rd, which is 9 days from now?
Right. The presidential primaries, right?
Anything else?
Yes, we have the Republican Executive Committee race, and we have the State Central Committee race, and then we have a few judges across the state.
So you need to go to the Louisiana Secretary of State website, and you can pull up a sample ballot for your particular precinct. It's going to ask for your name and I think your birth date, but Secretary of State can tell you.
That's exactly right. And each district, I think there's six districts in the state of Louisiana. You know, we have, I think, two districts we're covering, maybe three districts today, or maybe two. I'm not sure. We'll discuss it when we get through, you know, as we go. But we do have Mary Anderson, who will be calling in. That line number is 504-556-9696. And Ron's the producer, so he'll take that call. And we have Connie Zimmerman, who is also running for State Central Committee. And Miss Mary Anderson is running for RPEC District 5. We have Pat Rooney, who's an attorney. He's running for District 5 as well. And I'm Martha Huckabee, and I'm running RPEC at large. I will cover all of Jefferson Parish's districts. So we are looking for your votes. You please need to turn out the vote on March 23rd. We're also going to be talking about a special election that most Republicans are unaware of, and it's on March 19th. We're going to have it on our website, but you can also go to lagop.org, and that special election will be the RNC delegate, congressional delegate election.
So that's 4 days before the main election?
That's correct. You see how puzzled
Whoa.
David's face is?
Wah-huh.
Mm-hmm. David's unaware.
When and where do you vote for that?
Yeah, most people don't know about it. That's the sad thing. So we're not doing a good job as Republicans to inform our Republican Party that there is a special election on March 19th. And I am actually running as a congressional delegate in that race. It'll be my third time. I am a former Trump delegate. In 2016, I ran. And in 2020, I ran. And it's amazing to me still here in 2024, Republicans are unaware of this race. And so I qualified today. And I think one of my co-hosts, John Swisher, he's running for St. John Parish as a congressional delegate as well. Don't miss that election. Go on to lagop.org, I think. Dave, can you pull that up for me real quick? We're going to find out. I think it's we'll confirm that. And it tells you the address that you will go to because it's not at a regular polling place. For Jefferson Parish, for Metairie, it's on Causeway, 3801 Causeway, Suite 302. I'm going to put that on this live stream, and I will put it on our website, David.
It's not David. LAGOP. That's Los Angeles. So we need something else.
Okay. So, Dave, you talk, and I will research that.
Okay. Well,
talk in the mic, Dave.
One thing you should do, if you're confused as I am about what are all these elections going on, go to Louisiana Department, Secretary of State. It's sos.la.gov. And there's something called the voter portal. Pull that up, and it's going to ask, okay, what's your name and what's your zip code and when you were born? It's not collecting information. It's just it has all of the registered voters in Louisiana in it, so you could find out for your particular area what's going to be on the ballot for you.
That's correct. All right, okay. Dave.
Okay. Well, while Martha's pulling that up, I want to throw out something I was very interested in. On the January 6th thing a couple of years ago, there were several hundred people arrested, and they're still in jail. One of the guys, Larry Brock, he appealed it. He's been in jail for over 2 years, and it went to the U.S. Court of Appeals for D.C., and it has thrown out what's called a sentence enhancement. They said, okay, you did this, but we're going to enhance your sentence, and we're going to add to it this much, this much, this much at the trial level. And the D.C. Court of Appeals said, nope, you can't do that. To quote them, regarding Brock's sentence, we conclude that the, quote, administration of justice, unquote, enhancement is inapplicable to acts of interference with a legislative act of certifying electoral votes. So that means that he may get out free soon, and this is also going to affect several hundred people. What it implies, he should have been charged with a misdemeanor rather than a felony. I don't think you go to jail for misdemeanor.
Mm-mm.
So that's an interesting thing. Maybe we will find out that there has been a tremendous miscarriage of justice.
Go figure.
What a surprise.
There's always, that's the case all the time. I mean, but what I'm enjoying is that people are actually standing up, like Mary Anderson and Connie Zimmerman and myself, and many people are now just regular citizens and doing their due diligence. They're coming out and they're running for local things like the RPEC, the Republican Executive Committee, and the State Central. And what these what they do is they endorse. And what I noticed is there are some big names. Like on my at-large, there's 16 people that qualified. And you'd be surprised. There are politicians' names that should not be on there. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. Hans Liljeberg, you were a judge, and you just won city council in Jefferson Parish. You have no business being on the RPEC, none whatsoever. That should be for the people in the communities. That should be, it's actually beneath you, in my opinion. It's beneath you, and you're a politician. So why would you want to take that seat? Why would you take that seat from me? Why would you take that seat from Tina Payton? I mean, we would like that seat, and I don't believe anyone should be voting for Hans Liljeberg for RPEC at large. He's going to be busy with city council. That's just my 2 cents. Always giving my 2 cents, Dave. All right. So the website is lagop.com. www.lagop.com. Okay. Go to that. And if you are interested in becoming a congressional delegate for your district, you can qualify today. You can qualify. It's $100. This is information that's not given out to the public. Because they don't want us to, I guess, interfere with that inner circle of people that they already put in there. But I've been doing it for several years. Like I said, this will be my third time. And I am a hardcore President Trump supporter. All right, we're going to go on a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to bring in our candidates. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
Time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. The thinking time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their mind.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, March 16th and 17th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, March 16th and 17th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
We are not going to take it anymore. We are standing up and we are pushing back. We are doing what we can do to fight the rhinos. We are rhino fighters. Republicans in name only. We do not want you in our club. You are kicked out. You cannot have an R behind your name and vote D. I'm sorry. It's just not working for us anymore. We just don't want you a part of our Republican club and or Republican. We are Republicans, and we represent the Republican platform. And if you are representing the Democratic platform, then become a Democrat. Don't vote as if you're a Republican when you're really a Democrat. Bill Cassidy. Huh. Yeah. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'd like to introduce my first guest, Connie Zimmerman. It is a pleasure and an honor to call you friend. You are a true patriot, and we love you here at Liberty or Lockdown. We love endorsing your product. You can tell us a little bit about your company, and then we'll talk about your campaign. What are you running for, and why?
Great. Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Perfectly well. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, great. Well, my company is AmericanCentralStore.com, and it is a company set up. I want to be the Amazon.com of American-made products. So that's what my focus is products made in America. And when Donald Trump was president, he had such a huge focus on that. It was really a great time to start the company. I launched in December of 2019. And I need products. If we know anybody that makes products right here and they can send them to the customers, please call me.
Give that number.
Oh, it's 504-275-9676.
And your website?
Is AmericanCentralStore.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Connie. And we appreciate you here at Liberty or Lockdown. We do have that. And Dave will add that onto our website, libertyorlockdown.live. All right. So Connie is a member of the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. She's also a lifelong member of the Tea Party. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. That's
yeah.
Right. Since
thank
2009.
You.
Yes.
Since 2009. And so she is a faithful conservative Republican fighting the fight from the grassroots. And so tell us about the race that you're in and why did you join? Why are you running?
Well, I'm running for Republican State Central Committee District 10B, which is basically Kenner, most of Kenner, and a little tiny bit of Metairie. And I'm running because I first of all, had no idea that there was something called a Republican State Central Committee. Then I found out that it existed and that it is primary purpose is to find and endorse Republican candidates. Well, once I found that out, I said, well, why aren't we getting good Republican candidates? We have some good Republican candidates, but we have a lot that have come through since 2009, which, as you said before, they have an R behind their name, but they vote Democrat. Now, we know where the Democrats come from. They're come from the far left with a Marxist-Communist agenda. So it's very disheartening and devastating to see a Republican voting for anything that supports that agenda. So I said, well, I'd like to be on this committee because if somebody's going to come to me for an endorsement, then I have some questions for them. And I want to make sure that they understand the founder's vision for our country and how to protect our republic and that they'll honor the Constitution.
That's exactly right, and that's perfect. That's exactly what we need, and that's why we don't need politicians running in those seats. We need people who will fight for our constitutional republic and what our founding fathers, established for us, and thank you so much for that. I appreciate that.
Connie, I have a quick question for you. The media present the Republicans as we hate immigrants. Is that the case with you?
Definitely not with me, since my husband is a naturalized American citizen.
Oh, okay.
So for sure not with me. And I do, I feel like America is such a special place that anyone can come here if they come here legally and properly, and then they assimilate and they are an American. Like my husband is no longer an Indian citizen. He's an American. An American citizen, and he's so proud of that. And so so I've had a very interesting perspective at being married to a naturalized citizen because my appreciation for our country has grown exponentially, looking at it through his eyes.
That's exactly right. And that's a good point because people need to see that or they need to know that. We don't feel the same way. We have reasons why we don't want people coming in by the hundreds of thousands.
Illegally.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Illegally.
Yeah, Martha and I also have a similar thing. Both our mothers were naturalized citizens from Central America.
Yeah, I didn't even know Dave's mother was from Central America, and my mother's from Central America.
Yeah.
Y'all were meant to be.
We were. All right. So give us the date of this election is March 23rd.
Correct. That's correct. That is, and of course, as you mentioned, it's also going to be on the same ballot as the presidential primary. And I get a big kick out of the fact that we're going to be on the ballot with Donald J. Trump. I love that.
Yes, it is exciting. I experienced it twice already, so I'm so excited about doing this again, and it's thrilling. It's more thrilling right now in 2024 because we are now understanding the magnitude of what has been happening to us the last 25 years. I mean, it's been a while that they've been planning to steal our America from us right underneath our nose.
Mm-hmm. That's right. This election integrity is such an important issue. And that's another reason why it's so important for us to get solid Republicans, people who understand election integrity and who are brave enough to say the words, 2020 was stolen.
That's right.
Because clearly it was stolen. And now there's been several films made on this subject. And once you see the films, anybody who denies it after watching those films, I hate to say it, is a little crazy.
No, they're election deniers.
Election fraud deniers.
That's right. They're election fraud deniers because they're denying the truth. And I'm not sure why they're denying the truth. But, you know, they need to be, you know, we need to call it what it is.
Well, they don't want to give up power. That's why they're denying.
It's always about power and money.
Power and money, you're right.
So if we fight on the local level, we have a better chance at this. Because these are our neighbors. These candidates are our neighbors, you know. I know I drill at home about Scott Walker being a rhino, but Scott Walker's a rhino. And I don't care if you don't like me because I call Scott Walker a rhino. Well, I'm sorry. My fight for my children's constitutional rights far surpass how you feel about me. We have, you know, children and grandchildren that have to live in this world, in this city, in this state. And it doesn't bother me. I know 100% he's a rhino. He cut the ribbon for Aldi. Look at what Aldi's doing. They just bought out Winn-Dixie. And my daughter-in-law, who's got five children, says, now Aldi's going to, you know, purchase Winn-Dixie. Winn-Dixie's prices are going to go up. And it's going to be an Aldi thing where you have to pay for the basket to even shop. These are globalists. They're from Germany. This is not America-made. So we have to be careful. We have to know who our rhinos are. And, you know, not just rhinos, but the establishment people. They might be Republicans and their establishment, and they're just as concerning. It's just as concerning with them.
Let me point out a little nuts and bolts thing. On the election, there are going to be 15 candidates up for the 10 seats. You don't have to vote for 10. You can vote for one and just leave the rest blank if you don't know other people.
Yeah, we'll touch base on that when we get back. Connie, keep that thought. We'll be right back, and we'll introduce Mary Anderson. All right, this is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
Patriots, my name is Connie and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM, WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Senate Education has advanced a bill promoting awareness of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline 988. Baton Rouge Senator Regina Barrow's bill would require schools post the 24/7 free counseling number on their website and school IDs. Barrow quoted concerning suicide statistics from 2021.
Louisiana is 14th in the nation for the cause of suicide. We are third in the nation as it relates between the ages of 10 to 34. That just really, I don't know, it just does something to me.
If you're planning on traveling over the Easter weekend, plan to budget around $3.15 for a gallon of regular gas. AAA fuel analyst Don Redman says gas prices will keep rising into the summer as demand will also be up.
I think that by the time we get into summer, we'll be looking at a statewide average anywhere between $3.50 a gallon, $3.75 a gallon.
You're listening to Louisiana Radio Network.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com. or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
Hi, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo inviting you to join me each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com. Bring your gumbo, baby. We're going to have us a blast.
I know I say this all the time. Good times never seem so good. It just, it's like music to my ears because that's the song that Trump played in 2016 at the primaries when Ted Cruz was trying to steal it from the floor. I will never, ever forget that. That is just an incredible moment. They were really fighting. It was a fight to get Trump in that primary. You know, this is insider information that I'm giving you, but they were trying to steal the election. And it was the Ted Cruzers, the campaign. They were literally passing a piece of paper around the Trump delegates.
Let me throw in one convenient bit of information. In Louisiana, every candidate has a number. If you can't remember, what was that person's name? Remember, Connie Zimmerman is number 88.
Well, that could have waited. You didn't need to rudely interrupt me, Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, didn't I say, I'm sorry. That means I politely interrupted you.
Okay. All right. I'll be forgiven. All right. But anyway, that is a good story about how they tried to steal it and they didn't. And we won. And we're going to win again and again and again. And we're going to win big league, just like Trump said. We're never going to stop winning. Y'all are going to go away because we're never going away. There's going to be more of us and less of you. You're not going to win. We're going to win back our nation. We're going to win it back to God. And the enemy, the devil, he's got to flee 100 ways. He's got to go. All right, let's get back to Connie real quick, and then we're going to bring in our guest, Mary Anderson. And Dave is correct. There is a number on the ballot. Connie Zimmerman, do you know your number off the top of your head?
She's 88.
Number 88.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Last words, Connie?
Yes. I would like to say this about Republicans. I don't think that these people are inherently bad who are being rhinos. I think that they just don't know. I think that, unfortunately, like I went to Orleans Parish Public Schools, I was taught nothing about how our government is supposed to work. And so I think that unless you study it, you don't know. And so I think that's part of what happens. It's not so much evil as it is ignorance. And I, as a state central committee member, one of my fantasies is to develop a little training course that no Republican would take office without a thorough understanding of the Bill of Rights, what the First Amendment means, what the Second Amendment means, et cetera. So that's me. No rhinos and good education about the founding of our country and what the principles are. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. And we're praying for you. And, you know, we hope that you win. And if you don't, we hope that you hold the person accountable who wins. You stay on top of those people that win. We'll be used one way or another, right? One way or another.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Okay, so that's Connie Zimmerman, number 88. In what district, Connie?
10B, as in boy.
10B. Vote for Connie Zimmerman. All right, let's bring in our next guest, Mary Anderson. Mary Anderson is in District 5 with me, and she's running for a Republican PEC, the Executive Committee. Mary, are you there?
I'm right here. I hope you can hear me well.
Very well.
Good.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Liberty or Lockdown at WGSO 990 AM. We're here every Thursday at 5 p.m. And we've been doing this for almost 4 years, Dave and I. We bring in, you know, politics with a twist of our faith with God, with Christianity, because, you don't hear that much. It's a lot of corruption going on, and we try and seek the truth and you know, lead people to the truth is what we do. And when we see good candidates, we want to support them. So thank you so much. Tell our listeners about who you are and what you're doing.
Well, I certainly will. First, I'd like to thank you for inviting me to be on the Dave and Huck Show. It is a privilege, and I'm honored to participate. And thank Connie for all of her excellent words and her novel ideas of ways she wishes to positively help our community in conservative efforts. So thank you, Connie, also. I am a retired pediatrician of our great area. Katrina ended that situation for me in New Orleans, and by that I simply mean that my husband and I became expats for about 6 years to Sugar Land, because Katrina washed away my office, washed away our home, and we decided to begin again elsewhere. However, my husband is a native New Orleanian, and after about 7 years, he brought us back home. So now, I am encouraged to know that you're enthusiastic about our return, and I do appreciate that enthusiasm. When we got back, and after I made the new nest again, I put my feet into the waters of helping different groups within our community. I became active in membership in things like the East Jefferson Hospital Auxiliary. I became a member of the Republican Women's Club of Jefferson Parish and other activities to fill my retirement from my practice of 27, 28 years as a pediatrician based out of Methodist Hospital. I was the lead physician of the pediatric center, and when we got back from Texas, I entered retirement. In this retirement that I'm describing, and most in particular by education and rubbing shoulders with the very active women in our Republican Women's Group, my interest in activism in politics strengthened. The lockdown came about, and that was what really lighted my fire of activism, because the lockdown was so upside down. I became instantly anti-vax, anti-mandate, anti-mask. I became a frontline doctor in the very first of its organization nationally. I had the privilege of meeting Dr. Simone Gold only 6 weeks before she was arrested. But I have been very active in endeavors to change and put my voice and shoulder to the millstone, letting everyone know why the vaccine was improper. I went to our legislature with other active Republican women to sit in committee against the mandate. I became locally more active in issues like critical race theory, worked within our group, helping folks become aware of exactly what it was, spoke at different meetings to try to get folks to know it did not belong at all in our school system. And thanks to Kay Brumley, our state superintendent, we're so happy and proud that he totally renovated, remodeled the social studies curriculum for K through 12, taking critical race theory out. So point being, there are many, many issues that I feel very, very committed and strong about and have worked hard in these past couple of years. So all of a sudden, here comes this cycle of elections. I had the opportunity to learn about the executive committee and put my foot into the fray of an elected office for the first time. It's a comfortable one for me. I will say that. I want your listeners to know that grassroots is exactly what excites me. Being able to be on a committee and
and offer my ear to citizens that are my neighbors to bring their issues forward, have a voice within that committee, move forward to the legislature, help, of course, with get out the vote, help absolutely in stimulating people's interest in running for elected office so that we do get rid of all of the rhinos. I just feel very, very motivated, eager to work in this endeavor. So that's why I joined the race.
Yes, you belong in the race. You're a deep-cut conservative just from hearing, you know, the topics that you touch. They are dear to my heart as well, and I know they're dear to Connie's heart. You know, I will never forget what our legislators did to Ray Garofalo when he brought that critical race theory. You know, that was so disturbing for that to happen. And when we get together, I'm going to tell you, you know, a story about that that's most people don't even know. But there's more to that. But we just have to keep going forward. And Dr. Cade Broomley, Superintendent Cade Broomley, has been excellent. His legislative liaisons that works with him.
And I so appreciate Connie's novel idea about making sure that the people who do come up and wish to put their foot forward to for elected office, that they have the knowledge that Connie was discussing. That she's not going to have somebody come up who doesn't have basic knowledge about our Constitution. I'm on her page 100%. I truly fault
all that thought.
Education system and not the civics, everything that is elected.
Hold that thought. We're going on a quick break. Hold that thought. We're going on a quick break. Hate to cut you off. We'll be right back. Back and says you
chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com.
Ryan Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ryan Richardson, every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
So I know some of these songs. I'm not sure if these artists are very liberal, but I know Connie had a complaint about one of them. It's a Springsteen song, huh, Connie?
Yes.
Which one was that?
That one.
That one, right? Born in the USA. I had a feeling. I'm not. Go ahead.
I love the song. My whole life I thought that song was pro-America, but it turns out it's anti-America.
You could do Neil Diamond. They come to America. That's a good song. Yeah.
All right. We will add the Neil Diamond and take off the Springsteen.
Don't forget about Aaron Lewis. Am I the Only One? That'll get you.
All right. We're going to add that one to the list as well. It's coming. Please be patient with me. Okay. 10,000 things here. So Mary, please continue where you left off. Hate to cut you off the way we did.
Your commercial was so entertaining, I listened to every word, so hence I have forgotten where we were.
No worries. Some of those commercials are actually opposing our views, so we have to be careful that you understand that they are some commercials. If you hear oppose our views, they don't sponsor me. They sponsor the WGSO. They pay all to right. get on there. But, there's some.
I could pick it up with another area.
Yes, please.
Earlier things that I did become involved in was learning the skills of being a poll watcher.
Yes.
And my wish in having done that is to encourage other people to become active in the same way of volunteerism during the important time of elections. Not only voting integrity, but figuring out ways to stimulate my neighbors to do something other than just go vote, become active in the whole entire process. In a way, many people are completely unfamiliar with that process or what you can do. So there's so much room for helping the community know what more they can do. So that's one of the reasons that Connie's novel idea appealed to me so much with the candidates and her thought about education there, education in general. And what else can we do in the schools to help them? Can you all still hear me?
Because yes, we hear you perfectly well. Thank you.
Everything on the video disappeared. So
I can hear you. You might be frozen, but we still hear you. Keep on going.
Okay. I'll thaw myself out and continue. All right.
All right, so there you are.
I think there's a lot of opportunity to stimulate people's interests in being more active. That's for sure.
Yeah, there is, absolutely. And, you know, that's what we do here on the local level is we try and inform our listeners to the best of our ability what's going on, like the delegate race that nobody knows about on March 19th and how to qualify as a Republican.
Oh, I know. Yes, that's important, too. And even the whole issue of getting us back to paper ballots and letting people know why paper ballot is a better option, cost-wise, but primarily voting integrity, that your vote is there and counted, and how it gives instant greater timeliness from the time the polls close, bam, at 10 o'clock we know who won. The count is done and in by a few people counting at each table in each precinct. It's fabulous. I've gone to several meetings where it's been explained, and I am so pro-paper ballot. So there's a lot of room to grow to help this ship right the course it should be on.
This is true. This is very true. You know, before I forget, let me give that address for that March 19th election. If you're, I think, in Jefferson, you actually go to the LAGOP website.
LAGOP.com.
Website, and it gives you the addresses. So from Metairie, the address is 3801 North Causeway Boulevard, Suite 302. But there are, you know, for each, like Luling, there's an address. Monroe, there's an address. Luling, the caucus address is going to be at the Quality Cleaning Equipment and Supply at 1271 5 Highway 90, Suite 160C, Luling. So go on LAGOP.com and get the addresses, because these polling places are not your regular polling, you know, where you'd go for the March 23rd election. They're just not. So that's the confusion there. Go out and vote for me for delegate for Trump on the 19th. And also, please go out and vote for Connie Zimmerman, Mary Andrews, Pat Rooney. Pat Rooney's going to be on there.
Can I amend the end of that surname? It's not Andrews. It's Mary L. Anderson.
I'm sorry. Thank you so much for correcting me. Mary Anderson.
Right.
And give us your voting number for the ballot, too.
All right. On the ballot, when you scroll down your ballot, you're there in the booth. The Jefferson Parish Executive Committee Republican is going to be the last thing. In that bracket, I am number one alphabetically as the candidates who are running for that position are there. There are seven. I am number one. Jefferson Parish Executive Committee, number one.
Yes, but your district voter number is 160. So she is number 160 on the ballot.
Well, I apologize. I thought you wanted the member of our community to know where they would see me on the ballot. So I explained where they would see me.
If somebody forgot how you spell your last name, they can just look for that number.
All right. 160 then.
And that's Mary Anderson. Mary L. Anderson, number 160 on the ballot.
Thank you, Martha.
You're very welcome. And then Pat Rooney, I don't know his number, but we definitely want Pat Rooney to get in there so he can sit with Miss Anderson, and they can both work together, being your voice. That's what we need.
I will tell you that he happens to be a neighbor of mine. I've known him for a while. I helped when he, in a prior election cycle, was running for judge.
Yep.
He's a man of great integrity, and he's a nice workhorse also.
That's correct.
So I do support him, for sure.
That's correct. So we only have 2 minutes. I'm going to real quick go down my ballot. President Trump, Donald Trump. And then Connor, Alex Berthelot, number 84, RSCC, Connie Zimmerman, Martha Huckabee, number 113, Alan Leone, number 114, Tina Payton, she's number 118, Mary Anderson, number 160, Alan Leone Jr., number 164, Pat Rooney, number 166, and Jerry Smith for judge, number 168. Those are my choices.
So we'll put that on the libertylockdown.live website, Martha's endorsements.
That's exactly right. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, so much. And we'll see you. Please, Linda, please, Mary, come and join us tomorrow at the Women's Republican Luncheon at Vincent's Italian Restaurant in Metairie. I think it's 4411 Chastant Street.
Invite in my email. I've got the address.
Yes, ma'am, and we will be there from 11 to 1. Please join us. It's $45. You do not want to miss tomorrow. We will be the guest speaker, will be the candidates, and also Henry Kenny talking about the sale of Blue Cross Blue Shield to Elevance.
Tut Kenny is going to be there tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. Tut Kenny will be there tomorrow, and it's going to be breaking news, so you don't want to miss it. All right? We love y'all. The Lord bless you. Good luck with your races. We'll see you next Thursday. This is Liberty or Lockdown. Thank y'all.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas,
from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York.